And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And I will tell you this morning, we're going to be spending a lot of our time chatting with the mayor of Yorba Linda. She's on her way coming from a briefing right now. So we are going to be chatting with the mayor shortly, get an update on what's going on, what we need to know, how you can stay safe. Before we get into that, though, let me tell you that you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Ah, the mayor is here right now. Come on in. We're live radio. It's always fun, so I get to just chat with you. You get to hear everything that's going on behind the scenes as we get ready for broadcasts, as we do our live broadcasts. So today, yes, you know, even though I know that it is a scary day out there, we're going to bring some semblance of sanity to the world. That is one of the things I've been preaching a lot, that there's too many areas right now that there's too much fear. There is logic to some of it, but you know something? Fear is not going to solve any problems. So let's think about our celebration today. Now, this is a great one because it is Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. And I have no idea what a Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day is, but if you are listening to some of the reports that say, hey, stay home, stay safe, right? Make some oatmeal cookies with the kids. Make some chocolate chip cookies. You know, go and do some things. There's a lot of things that can be done. We might even learn how to get to know one another a little bit right now. Just a thought there for you. Let's look at the markets for you as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1,276 points. S&P 500 down 135. NASDAQ down 319 points. And I'm going to tell you again, the markets always overreact. They always, always overreact. Oil down $4 a barrel to $22.89. A lot of these things are going on. You're going to be able to understand a lot of them. But the markets right now, yeah, they're painful. There is not a lot of good news in the markets. But hey, you know something? If you are contemplating buying a new house, if you're contemplating getting out of debt, I will tell you that I just last night was talking to a family. I was doing some research for a family. And by taking advantage of the markets, there's always an upside to the markets. And yes, I understand the markets are secondary to what's going on with the virus right now and the people that are very, very fearful right now. I want to tell you right now, the main reason people are fearful, it's the unknown. We are constantly afraid of the unknown. So, you know, if you listen to, and I'm not going to say don't listen to the news all day long because it'll really scare the heck out of you, right? So don't do that. Get your updates on it, you know, every few hours, whatever you feel comfortable with. But turn on Netflix. Turn on the old movie channels. Get your kids to realize that their I Love Lucy was a funny, funny show, right? Don't let the kids listen to what's going on unless they're the millennials or the college students who think it's a good idea to go to spring break right now. Right? That, I'm going to tell you, not a good idea. Why? Well, if you listen, and I'm going to be on a call a little bit later this afternoon with the head of the Cleveland Clinic, and we're going to hear firsthand, and I'll be able to report that back to you tomorrow. But if you listen to what some of these folks are saying, it's not the teenagers, it's not the college students that are high risk. It's they can become a carrier and bring it back to grandma and grandpa. Right? So think about some of those issues. Stop thinking about yourself. Right? Remember that who was it that went and fought World War II? Right? It was the greatest generation. Now we've got to look out for them. That's the whole idea here. And as Americans, we will get through this if we stop the internal bickering and act like your family does, act like your fraternities do, act like your organizations do. Right? When something needs to be done, they get back to back and they go to work. Right? And that's what needs to be done right now. That's what the American people need to be doing right now. Get back to back, go to work, do things, take care of one another, and we will get through this. Now, you look at some of what's going on in the markets. If you're thinking about, if you've got money to put into your 401k, that's a great thing to do right now. Right? Get that deployed. That is a smart strategy. If you've got debts and you've got an interest rate on your mortgage and you've got some equity over 4%, and here's one, I just did this yesterday. It was a fascinating case study. I'm going to share it with you and tell you that we looked at a household who said, you know something, I want to take some money out of my house and do some renovation work. And we started looking, and one of the socials, they said, always make sure you look at the rate and the fees. And that's only partially true. What's more important is look at the strategy. How does it fit your short and long-term goals? So this household, we were took their interest rate from 3.875 to 4.5, saving them $800 a month because we took all their student loans, all their car payments, all their credit cards, put it all in there, and it's going to cut the, if they take that same $800 a month in savings and apply it to the new mortgage, it's going to get paid off in about half the time. That's called strategy. Now, if you just say, well, what's the rate and what's the cost? You're not going to understand that. You're not going to learn that. No one's going to tell you that. And the problem is most people just don't even know it, right? So that's the whole issue that we're getting to with some of these things is understand where, with the markets down right now, what does that mean to your family? Because really, unless you're a very, very active trader, does it matter when you see that the Dow Jones Industrial Average went from almost 30,000 to right now we're sitting at 19,996? Does it really matter to you? Right? If you're an active trader, probably it might. But if you go to work every day and you work in the machine shop or you work at the car dealership or you work in the restaurant or wherever you're working, it doesn't matter. Now, if you're a senior, I've told you many, many times, hopefully it's not too late, keep 12 months, 24 months of liquidity, cash on hand. That way you're not worried about this either, right? I mean, I told you earlier, we went down on the 10-year treasury, we were down at 0.30, you know, a week ago. Now we're at 1.1. Why is that happening? Well, have you heard anything about the federal government bailout? Right, and I don't really think it's really a bailout this time. I think it's more of a rescue mission. It's not so much being bailed out because right now, businesses did not make a mistake here. That didn't happen. This is something where we just need, again, as a whole country, this is on the same thing I told you in your family. I'm telling you on a country level, we need to get back to back and work with each other, not work against each other, and come together. Now, if the federal government is going to put $1 trillion out there, where's that money coming from? Well, it's coming from bonds, right? So the bond prices that they need, they're going to issue all these bonds. It's going to flood the market with supply. Well, the supply goes up. That means the bond price goes down. Interest goes up. That's just the mathematics of it. That's the way it works. So you just need to understand how some of these things are. Is it going to be long term? No, right? Because the Federal Reserve has already said they're going to be the ones going out there and buying a lot of these bonds. And the same thing that I told you on Monday morning, still nobody has talked about it, that the Federal Reserve is going to stop the runoff. There is not one news station where I've heard that. No one even understands what runoff is, right? But there's not going to have the runoff. The runoff means that when you go and refinance that loan that I just told you about, the Federal Reserve is going to get their part of that money because they, or the Treasury, buys those bonds in many instances. Well, they said they're going to just reinvest that money right back into the market again. In addition to the other $700 billion they're putting in the market, And it'll probably be more than $700 billion when they start sending out all these checks to everybody, or whatever they decide to do. There's going to be more. It's coming. Just watch it. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Mayor Beth Haney is here. We're going to talk about what's going on in our local community. We like to learn about that. We'll get updated, educated. We'll talk about that. We'll probably dispense with most of our reports, but you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. I'm not going to do the reports I normally do today because we are very, very honored and appreciative. Your Belinda Mayor Beth Haney is with us. Welcome.
Hi.
Glad to have you with us. You're probably a little bored right now. Nothing going on and just no meetings, nothing at all.
Well, actually, you know, it's funny that you say that because I've never seen my schedule get cleared so quickly because everyone is actually canceling meetings and events. So, yeah, I've had plenty of time to deal with the residents and the coronavirus issue.
So tell us, I mean, I got all kind of, my phone started blowing up yesterday about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I had these people that, you know, for some reason they think I know what I'm talking about. I don't know why, just maybe I'm lucky enough to talk to people like you. So the county comes up with their guidelines, and to me, I shared this and gotten some serious arguments, especially with my family, because I'm a believer that we need to get our elected officials on the same page, right? The president comes out and says one thing, then the governor comes out and takes it a little bit, makes us a little more scared, and 3 hours later, the mayor of Los Angeles comes out and the world's coming to an end. And it seems to me that can't people talk together, right? Get on a conference call and come out with a more unified message and a more timely, you know, coordinated, so that people aren't scared. I mean, are you finding in Yorba Linda that people are scared right now?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
They are.
And I'm wondering, do you have conference calls like this? I mean, are you getting briefings, you or the council getting briefings from the state or from the county?
Yes. So our city manager has been on a couple of conference calls. I've been on conference calls, but not with other electeds. It's more from the CDC or the Small Business Administration. I was on a conference call just yesterday. And
so what can you tell us? I mean, what do we need to be doing? I mean, yesterday, like the messages that came out yesterday, and I had a copy of the press release from Orange County, and at like 2:26 in the afternoon, the world's coming to an end, stay home, don't leave, right? Basically shelter in place, and you better do it because it's the law.
Right. So there's a lot to say about that, as far as even law enforcement, you know, how are we going to enforce that? But mainly the County Health Department is going by guidelines, you know, national guidelines, which are accepted, widely accepted.
Okay.
And so yesterday at about 2:30, when they did send out the notice that all businesses, all non-essential businesses should close their doors, that includes dentists, just other, I don't want to say non-essential, but other businesses such as bars, restaurants, they should all just close. Well, then several hours later, they sent out an updated release saying, wait a minute, you know, this caused more confusion than we expected, because they had a whole list of essential businesses that should stay open, including, interestingly enough, laundromats and dry cleaners, which was very interesting to me as well. And so I was like, well, that is
very... But a laundromat,
exactly.
Yes.
So, okay. But they're trying to maintain that 6-foot distance, you know, the 6-foot safety net between people. So then several hours later, the County Health Department came out, you know, their chief health officer came out with an updated press release that said, actually, hold on, this is not a shelter in place. Businesses should stay open. Just please follow the guidelines, you know, from the original press release. Just read it. You know, their instructions were read it carefully, but businesses should stay open. So you'll just want to practice that 6-foot.
Okay. So most people are staying. I mean, obviously. I mean, I find it just as fascinating as you do that a laundromat or a dry cleaners is essential, but a dentist is not.
Right. Right.
Maybe if you need to go get your teeth cleaned, then it's a maintenance item. That's one thing. But if you need a root canal, you might not call that essential.
Right. And then, you know, another thing to keep in mind, though, too, is that as we get more and more information, things change. So just yesterday, you know, that's a perfect example. During our council meeting, things changed. And so we had to, you know, and then regroup and kind of start getting the message out again. So we already posted earlier in the day this new health department guideline. Then we had to update it again last night. So things are changing so rapidly, and I'm hoping that the community will understand that. You know, just because something comes out initially doesn't mean it's not going to change. And, you know, like I said, the more information we're getting, the more information we're able to disseminate.
So where do we really go? I mean, who's got the definitive word on some of these things as far as, you know, do we listen to the president? Do we listen to the governor? Do we listen to the CDC? You know, to me, it seems like, I mean, I listen to way too much news, so I'm probably one of the loons that I talk about that shouldn't listen to it, but I try to share that information because, you know, it's what I do, right? But you listen to, I think it's Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I mean, they seem like they're beyond intelligent people. I mean, so they're, it seems like, do I want to listen to Mayor Garcetti, may or may not have any knowledge, educational knowledge. I'm not saying that he's not briefed, and I'm not saying he's not bright. I'm just saying that I would think Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are more up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who do I follow?
Dr. Fauci, keep in mind too, he's also been through, many other flu-like pandemics, so he has seen those effects. But who you listen to is the CDC.
Okay.
Definitely, they have the guidelines. They have all the top researchers working for them, and their website. I did write down a couple of them just for people's information. The CDC is just cdc.gov.
That's easy, and I can remember that.
Yeah, you can go there and get all kinds of information. It is updated, I don't want to say hourly, but close.
Okay.
Then there's also the California Department of Public Health, which is another good one. cdph.ca.gov.
cdph.ca.gov. Okay. And during the break, don't worry about these right now. During the break, I'm actually going to go and I'm going to put them into our chat window, and I'll also run them. I'll put them on the crawler along the screen as well, so you have all of these different things. Okay, mm-hmm. Where else can we be going?
Well, of course, you can go to the City of Yorba Linda website, because we have updates that are frequently, put onto the website, and that's yorbalindaca.gov. That one, we also have links to the various organizations, in the Orange County Health Department, which is...
But yorbalindaca.gov?
Oh, yes.
For some reason, I got the Yorba Linda Country Club. I guess you know where my mind went to, right?
Oh, that's another thing about the poor golfers. And then the Orange County Healthcare Agency, which is the from the Health Department, that's OC Health Info.
Okay.
.com.
.com on that one. Okay.
Then last...
So, go ahead. I'm sorry. You have another one?
I was going to say, just lastly, the Economic Development Department. This one is more for employers and employees of businesses that have had to take, extraordinary steps during this crisis and this situation. And that is edd.ca.gov. And there you can file, there's all kinds of programs coming up. You can file disability forms and other things that I can also go into a little more detail.
Okay, let's talk about that, because one of the things that we obviously are hearing about in a lot of instances right now, especially, I got yesterday afternoon, I probably got 50 messages from different places that we frequent and mailing lists that I'm on saying that they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that would have been done following that 226 message from the county, and then I haven't seen anything new since that from some of those same places. If you've got a restaurant, a small business owner, and you have that wonderful new center in Yorba Linda,
mm-hmm.
a lot of brand new businesses took forever to be able to open up the business of their dreams, right? You're a small business owner, so you understand exactly what they're going through, right? So people save a lifetime to open a business of their dreams. And now you've got something like this out of their, how are they going to pay rent and employees and all these other things? What are we able to do? Is there anything at this point that we're able to tell these folks yet? Or are we still a ways away from that?
Well, that's why I would go to the EDD website.
Okay.
And, because there is help there for businesses. And then also the Small Business Association. I was on a conference call with them yesterday. It was put on by the United States Chamber of Commerce. And there were, you can also go to that, to their website and get...
U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, and get some information for small businesses. Because the federal government is actually doing, taking some unprecedented steps to help small business. They're even postponing. You still have to file your taxes by April 15th, but they're, as you probably know,
because there's a lot of our listeners that when I put on here that you were going to be here, they said they're anxious to hear from the source.
Sure. So the federal government, you still have to file your taxes by April 15th, but they're now giving a 90-day extension that you don't have to pay anything for 90 days, which is really, that's very helpful for a lot of...
And you brought some new information that I had not heard before, because I have heard that up to $1 million that you don't have to, you have that 90-day window to pay. But I hadn't heard the idea that you still have to file them,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit ironic in itself, because some people are saying you can't get to your CPA to talk about doing it,
right?
Right. So it's kind of fascinating there. And I'm gonna share with everyone right here, and I don't know if the mayor even knows this because I'm on the website and she's not, that the information that's on the Orange County Health Info website is still that 226 bulletin from yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which you got something after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we...
Yeah, it was around 6:30 p.m. last night.
Okay, so we...
And basically what that notice was saying was like, hey, everyone, this is not a shelter in place.
Okay.
And they had that bolded and all in all caps. This is not a shelter in place. Businesses should stay open. I could probably pull it up here, but...
we'll try and do that during the break.
Okay.
And during the break, also, I'm going to put these websites on our crawler and on our website and our pages also.
Great.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you have questions, feel free to go and put them right onto it's Ron Siegel, Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. I am monitoring that site. It comes through to my computer here in the studio. We're going to try and chat with the mayor, and we'll see if any of those, if we have information for you, or we'll try and get information. I'm not saying that we know everything that you want to know, but we're going to try and do our best. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does if you already found your dream home. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You'll get all the information that the county knows about your property and all the information that the market believes about your property. All of that is right there. Just go ahead and go to those sites. We're not going to deal with the reports today, even though I did put it in the headlines that we're going to deal with reports, but I want to get you this information as much as we can directly from the source. And ironically enough, how Mayor Beth Hanian with us this morning, and you got this message from the Orange County Operational Area Emergency Operations Center, and it's EOC Public Information. And again, this is if you want this information, ochealthinfo.com. We've got that running along the bottom of the screen right now. But it's a fascinating, to me, notice where it says public health order. And this was after the 226.
Right, it was about 10 to 7 last night.
Right, yeah, 1851 says right on which is wonderful. At least they put on the press releases, right, what the times are so we know which one is the latest information. And says it is not an order to shelter in place. I'm going to read this right to you. It's not a lockdown. It is important for all Orange County businesses to remain open while practicing social distancing consistent with the governor's guidance. However, following state guidelines, all bars and other establishments that serve alcohol and do not serve food shall close. All restaurants and other business establishments that serve food shall close all on-site dining. Pickup, delivery, drive-through services may remain open. It is important for all Orange County residents to read the order in its entirety. Unfortunately, the order as written caused widespread. Now, I'm going to just go through here. I know that these people are very, very busy. But read the order, then read this, and then figure out what the heck you want to do. Right? Because this contradicts the order. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm not going to put you on the spot with this because, I mean, I know that you're just probably as confused as the rest of us. Right? I mean, other than the fact that you get some of these briefings, but it says read the order in its entirety, and then this contradicts it. So maybe they could go through and we can just get a hold of somebody at the Orange County Health there, and I think the person's name is Molly Nicholson. Write a new order. Tell us exactly what you want us to do so we can follow it. Wouldn't that be easier?
I think there's one forthcoming. It should be out in the next, you know, maybe hopefully in 24 hours from now.
Okay, great. So
maybe sooner.
And it might be wise. And you've got a medical background, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not asking for medical advice because I know that we don't do that on the show, and that's not what we're here about. But probably what are some of the common sense things that you would think that we should be doing? Right? I mean,
Of course, you want to wash your hands frequently, especially after touching any surfaces. You can also use something like this.
Okay, the hand sanitizer.
The hand sanitizer, as long as it's 60% alcohol or more.
Okay, so I can actually get some of my vodka. This one's 62% antiseptic.
Okay. And then, disinfect, wipe down surfaces that are frequently touched, like doorknobs, countertops, things like that.
No commercial here, but we've got our Lysol wipes sitting here, right?
Yep. Okay. Also, you want to avoid touching your face. One thing that we've learned is that this virus, it only has receptors for lung tissue. Okay. So it has to get into your respiratory tract. How it does that is if you breathe it in, or if you breathe it in from heavy droplets from someone that coughs or sneezes in your face, which of course that's part of the social distancing issue. And then, but if you touch a surface and then touch your nose or mouth, that is when the virus can get into your respiratory tract. So you want to avoid touching your face. So a lot of times people were wearing the masks.
Right.
Those masks do nothing to prevent the spread, you know, because the droplets can actually, and the virus can actually move through that mask. But what it is doing, which is very helpful, is reminding people not to touch their face.
So it's okay,
providing that barrier. There are, of course, medical grade masks, the N95, for example, that I use at, you know, when I'm working at UCI in the Student Health Center. We use those if we're going to be coming into contact with a potential patient that has the virus or anything, you know, like tuberculosis, those types of things. So those medical grade masks, they actually do prevent the spread. But the other masks, they're just mainly to remind people not to touch their face.
Those are made for the construction workers that are out there trying to keep a piece of sawdust from getting into your mouth. Right? I mean, really, that's what those... They're not there to try and keep a particle. I think one of the news shows I said, they can get 20,000 particles on the head of a pin.
Oh, right.
Right, something like that. As opposed to something that comes off of a saw blade that you're trying to keep out of your face and your protective goggles and whatever.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure about those numbers. No. But yeah, the other thing that you want to do too is if you are coughing or sneezing, keep in mind sneezing is not necessarily one of the symptoms of this COVID-19, but if you're coughing or sneezing, you can spread that. So what you want to do is... they're recommending now, rather than just coughing into your elbow, which is, you know, common now, that is fine. But what they'd prefer is if you cough into a tissue and then throw the tissue away.
Okay.
So that it's not, because what's happening is they believe that the virus can actually live in your clothing or on a surface for, you know, hours.
Wow. Okay.
Let's see. And then, of course, if you're feeling sick, please stay home. Doesn't mean you have this COVID-19, but it could mean you have the flu or a cold. So please, if you're feeling sick, stay home. The three main symptoms of this novel coronavirus is fever over 100.4.
Okay.
Plus
cough. Let me ask you something about
that. Plus shortness of breath.
I'm going to ask you something. I'm just going to get personal, right? So
sure.
I got one of those last year, just by a fluke. I got one of those forehead thermometers, and we decided, mm-hmm. we just pulled it out yesterday, the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. We actually used it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my temperature comes out at like 97.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a little lower, and I did like four or five times, so it was 97, four or five times. So I assumed it was probably right. I did my wife, hers was normal 98.5, I think.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm 97 and you said it's 100.4 is where the danger zone is,
mm-hmm.
do I have to reduce mine by that?
No.
So I still go to that 100.4.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a little information,
yeah.
right? And again, we're not giving you medical advice, and I'm not taking medical advice. I'm just saying that I was curious when you generally run low, do you then have to adjust?
No.
So you don't have to. That's okay.
No, it's just standard. But yeah, so fever of 100.4 and cough, but also shortness of breath, like wheezing, feeling like you can't get enough air.
Okay.
Those are the main symptoms of the coronavirus. But there's also, you know, you have body aches, other things that go and make you feel like you have the flu.
Yeah, I heard somebody the other day said that they hadn't got their test results back yet, but they walked 10 feet and felt like they'd just done a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't know what it feels
fatigue.
Like to do a marathon, but, right? I mean, but they were really out of breath from just walking a short distance.
Sure.
But
that's
some of these,
shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm. Right. So some of these things that you're talking about, though, might just educate us to do some of the things that we should be doing in the first place.
Like staying home?
Right.
If you feel ill, yes.
I mean, some of us, when I grew up, it was a bravado thing. You know, we never missed school,
mm-hmm.
right? So unless you were really, really bad, if you had a cold, you went to school. If you had a runny nose, you went to school. Yeah. It was kind of like going to work, right? I don't think my dad in his entire career ever missed a day of work, right? Mm-hmm. But you still go with a cold, you go with the flu. Probably shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, no. Yeah, you definitely want to stay home. And if you're feeling ill and you have these, you know, those types of symptoms, please, you know, call your primary care provider. And
okay.
They'll give you some they'll screen you, you know, they'll screen you over the phone. If you're going to the hospital or to your provider's office, you know, please call them first. And then they also have screening areas. Typically in like Placentia Linda, they're screening everybody that comes in, all visitors, all patients, for fever and other symptoms about this.
Well, and there's another one with our technology now, which is great. I mean, we're obviously able to broadcast from a remote studio. I don't have to go down to San Diego every day, right? Which is great. But the other thing that in a time like this is wonderful is that, and I don't know, maybe they're getting overwhelmed with it, but Teladoc. Right. I mean, my son many times has called, and he just calls in. They set an appointment. The doctor calls him, I think, on a Zoom call or a Skype or something. Mm-hmm. And if I felt cruddy, right, and I've got this 100.4 temperature, what are some of the other ones on there that you said?
Fever, the shortness of breath, and cough.
Cough.
Body aches.
And that's the big one, the body aches,
fatigue.
Right?
Fatigue. Mm-hmm.
So if I feel all those things, do I want to get up and go see the doctor? Or would I rather just get up and get on my phone and call that teledoc, which the way I understand it is something that the government is talking about covering and paying for even.
Oh, absolutely. It's called telemedicine.
Telemedicine. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's we get it the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'd much rather just get on my phone and stay
in bed. Absolutely. Yep. Yes, that's what you want to do is, you know, if you're feeling ill, stay home.
Call a lot of sick people at the hospital.
Call your primary care provider and see what they want you to do. Because a lot of times they can just talk to you over the phone and give you some guidance that way.
And that, to me, that's a much better scenario. I'm just going to throw this out there because I know this one firsthand. About 15 years ago, I had my own company with about 50 employees. And I met with our insurance, our group insurance man. And their company at the time had actually done a study. And they had these doctors that saw thousands of patients. They asked them to give them a diagnosis before they did all the supporting tests. And then what the diagnosis was after the tests. 95% of the time they had the diagnosis without the test. Right? So the idea there was, in many instances, that's why I think the telemedicine is such a big thing right now.
Definitely.
Is the doctors that have experience, and the healthcare professionals. I'm not even saying it's all doctors because I don't know that they're all doctors, but the professionals, right, that are trained.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, nurse practitioners, physician assistants,
right.
Even the registered nurses on the phone. They are very able to help screen.
They've got a lot of experience. They've seen so many things. You know, I've seen. I've got a whopping amount of experience on five people, you know, my family, and you know, as you get older, you know, my parents and whatnot, you get a little more experience, but not like what a professional has.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue our conversation. Mayor Beth Haney is in sharing with us some of the things that we don't know, but we need to know. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong, what are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. Call Jeff Sipes and the team at Blue Water Credit. They will help you with that. Every credit report is wrong. I've looked at hundreds, maybe thousands of reports. I've never seen one that's completely accurate. So talk to them, it'll help you out. We are chatting this morning. The mayor of Yorba Linda, Beth Haney, is in the studio with us. We're chatting a little bit, and if you didn't catch the earlier parts of the broadcast, we've got some tremendous information that we have learned today. It's going to affect everybody in Orange County. I would say that there might be, I told you Monday that there was maybe less than 0.1% of the population understood what the Federal Reserve was doing and why they were doing it and how that applied. I'm going to tell you right now that it's an even smaller population in Orange County that understands the changes that were made just in 4 hours from the Orange County, what's the name of the agency? I've got
Health Department, the health officer.
Health officer, Emergency Operations Center. So if you looked at the 226 memo that came out from the Orange County operation area, well, kind of take that a little bit with a grain of salt, and you might have to try and interpret it, because at 6:51 they came out with a clarification. And it's kind of like when you listen to some of the things that we hear coming out of Washington when the president makes a comment and then right after that somebody has to come out and clarify it, right? I mean, because there's misunderstandings, right? People, you think you write something, and I can tell you this from doing a couple thousand radio shows, you think you're really, really clear about what your message is, and then the next person reads it or hears it, and, well, did you mean this or did you mean that? And, wasn't I clear? Well, here apparently they weren't as clear as they wanted to be, so they disseminated this information. I don't know where they disseminated it, because I was looking, I had people calling, and until the mayor came in and shared this with me, none of us knew it. Right? So I'm going to put it up. I'm going to post it on the show notes. I'm going to post it on all the websites. Then you can figure out what the heck you want to do with the information. But we did get an update with some different sources of information. We've been running that across the screen since we learned them from the mayor this morning. What else do we need to know? What have we not talked about? Is there anything? I mean, we talked about the temperature. We talked about shortness of breath, cough, body aching, fatigue, getting a hold of the doctor. Don't be a hero and go running around even if you're not feeling good.
Well, there's some other things, too, because people, you know, when things start closing all around you and there's nobody on the streets, people get a sense of panic.
Right.
And so that's what's causing some of this hoarding.
Sure.
With toilet paper, paper towels, hand sanitizer, you know, just everyday essentials that people need.
So can you tell us for sure with 100% certainty that toilet paper is not going to cure this?
It's crazy, but I think
that's more important is the sense of calm.
Yes.
Right. Speak to that a little bit, because you're you're a person of authority. I'm just a radio guy, right? I mean,
well, it is very important to stay calm and not depend on social media, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Nextdoor, and all those things. Go straight to the source to get your information, because you'll be empowered. You know, knowledge is power. You'll realize what is actually going on. But something that we're doing in Yorba Linda, which is mandated by the governor, basically, is we're closing City Hall to the public, but we are still functioning. There's still staff in City Hall. We're transitioning to be able to do lots of things online. So there's still people there. We had our council meeting last night. I didn't want to create a sense of panic, like, oh my gosh, even, you know, City Hall is completely closed. We have no resources. So people still have the resources that they need. The other thing
police department, fire department,
oh yeah, police,
ambulances,
all
first
of them,
responders.
No change in that at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then for the grocery stores, for example. You know, I've gotten lots of texts and emails about the elderly, you know, senior citizens getting kind of shoved out of the way so people can hoard their products. And so right now we're working with our local grocery stores to have special hours for seniors, maybe an hour earlier in the morning or later at night, whatever. But I think the morning would be better. Trader Joe's has actually stepped up. If you call Trader Joe's in Yorba Linda, I'm not sure about other cities, but in Yorba Linda, if you call them, they'll have somebody waiting for you at the front. You can just hand them your grocery list and go back to your car.
And, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, so they're doing that. But Sprouts, Vaughn's, Stater Brothers, the other grocery stores, we're waiting to hear back from them. They have to wait from their corporate offices to see what they can do. And then as far as the senior centers, I've been in contact with some of the senior centers in assisted living and what they're doing to prevent isolation and loneliness for their people, because they've really had to cut their visitations. There's no visiting from outside unless, you know, for certain circumstances. And so they're doing FaceTime and Skype to limit the possibility of them, the elderly and the people in the assisted living, and then the disabled people to they're limiting that sense of loneliness by allowing them to do the...
Well, the other one I'm going to recommend also is, because it goes along exactly with what you're saying, is there's a wonderful, wonderful tool called Zoom.us,
mm-hmm.
right? And many of us use Zoom for business, but they've got some, I think, free plans if you're up to 15 users. Right, so you can go to Zoom.us and do a video conference with your kids or grandkids, loved
sure.
ones, mm-hmm. whatever you want, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so those are other tools. Because I didn't even think about that. I mean, obviously you understand this better than me as far as, you know, the loneliness.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then the other thing, too, is that, you know, like our city parks, they are now closed to the public. So because what one of the council members mentioned last night is he was driving by and he saw a group of like 10 families in the park. Well, you're supposed to maintain the social distance. So, you know, all city facilities are going to be closed, like the library, the park. So now what are you going to do? Now you're at home with your kids.
Right.
And there's nothing to do. I mean, you could stare at the TV, you could stare at your computer all day, but do you want to do that? Well, one of the recommendations that I saw, and I believe would be great, is you can take your family out on a walk in your neighborhood, you can go for a hike. You just have to maintain that 6 foot, you know, distance. So you don't want to go on walks and hikes with all of your neighbors or,
okay.
you know, friends and that type of thing. But if you want to take your family, you know, your daughter, your son, niece or nephew or whoever, and go out on a nice walk, that will get you out of the house anyway.
And those are just some things that are available right there. Everyone that you mentioned costs mm-hmm. nothing.
Right.
Right. So it's not like you have to worry about the expense of it and whatnot. So you can go out, you can walk around, and something novel I heard that books are really starting to sell now.
Oh,
right? I mean, people
good.
Might want to learn how to read
books.
Again.
Yeah.
Right? Stay home and read a book. Watch some Netflix or whatever. Stay off the news other than a couple times mm-hmm. a day. Right? And I love what you said there, because one of the things that a lot of people misconceive nowadays is that it's got to be true because I saw it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or... You know, that's not a source. Those are not reliable sources,
no.
right? You may have something. And I would assume that the Yorba Linda Council has information that goes out to Twitter and Facebook and
yep.
whatnot,
mm-hmm.
right? So make sure you're looking. If you're getting information from those sources, right, look at who it's coming from.
Exactly, because the CDC does have a Twitter account. You can absolutely follow them. You know,
okay.
the health department has a Twitter account.
Yeah, whether you like the president or not, he's got a Twitter account. Right? I mean, because he is telling, obviously, and I think he's been less political right now, which is good.
Right.
Right? But you can get some good information from them. You can get it from your the governor. You can get it from our senators and representatives.
Absolutely.
Local officials. But make sure you're getting it from the right source.
And, you know, again, for the small businesses and employees of those small businesses or any business, please, you know, go to the Employment Development Department.
Okay.
The EDD website, because that's very important. People are really struggling.
And they're worried because, I mean, this came out yesterday, and you hear people saying, well, mm-hmm. how am I going to make payroll? How am I going to pay
exactly.
my rent?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And how are you going to deal with some of these things? Don't put your head in the sand. If you're a business owner, we went through a lot of these things in 2008. This is not the same as 2008, but don't put your head in the sand. Don't get overwhelmed by these things. Those are financial issues, and there will be resources for the financial issues. Take care of your health first, right? You can always come back with the, and I know that sometimes the financial wellness does tie into health, but don't get too crazy. The markets are going to overreact. They're going to come back. The financial issues, I'm sure that our elected officials are going to come up with solutions. They're going to be taking guidance. You know, every time the Senate does something or the House of Representatives, they do things, they get input from constituents, right? So be mindful of those issues. I don't want anyone to go crazy over these things. No panic, right? The mayor told us that before. Great guidance, right? Don't panic, right? We're going to get through this. And I keep hearing a lot of the CDC people saying that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay, so it might get worse, but you can help your family. You can be part of the solution, or you can be part of the problem. It's your choice. Are you going to stay home, or are you going to go out to spring break? Are you going to go out to the beach and be crowded on top of people? Are you going to go to, you know, I don't know if they still do it in Palm Springs. In my day, it used to be you go down the middle of Palm Springs and you had 700 million people sitting there, right? You watch the news coming out of Florida. They're doing that right now. You can be part of the problem, or take the option of being part of the solution. We want you to be the solution. Selfishly, we want you to be here next week to listen to us. Right? That's just part of it. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Short notice.
Thank you for having me. It was as fun as usual.
I appreciate you coming in. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Stay safe. No panic. We'll talk to you next time.